What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Just having a little technical difficulties. If y'all can stand by, we'll have Mike here in just a moment.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
When it gets cold outside and I got nobody. Okay, welcome to the show today, and it's Gremlin Monday. We had some lash-up problems with RBN, and not only that, my brand new streaming service, which worked in during testing over the weekend, is not doing anything either. So I'm going to have to debug that after the show. But there will be a recorded video over at Ron Gibson's site after the show here. So, you know, just work with us here a little bit, and we'll see what's going on here. Okay, anyway, it's Monday, April 18th, 2022, start of a brand new week, all kinds of stuff going on, a very, very busy news day. Today is the 116th anniversary of the 1906 Great San Francisco earthquake that was felt all the way from southern Oregon to Los Angeles and as far east as Nevada. This last weekend marked the 61st anniversary of the Bay of Pigs invasion, which was a major, major political disaster for the John F. Kennedy administration, although it wasn't his fault. This was a CIA operation. The CIA lied to Kennedy, and it turned into a disaster. Now, yesterday was Easter, and apparently Ilhan Omar is in a little bit of hot water. Because on Saturday, the day before Easter, there were some Christians who were on a plane flight with her, and they were singing, and she basically expressed her outrage, you know, over this in-flight entertainment on the plane, and so she's catching a lot of flack for that. And, you know, entertainment on a plane is not a bad idea. I remember one time when I was still working as a magician, I was on a flight that was very much delayed in leaving. They had to fix something out on the wing. And I happened to have some animal balloons with me. So I just walked up and down the aisle of the aircraft, making animals for the kids and keeping everybody happy. And, you know, the flight crew was certainly very happy for that. In fact, once we were off the ground, they moved me into first class, which was kind of cool. It was the first time I'd ever been in first class on any flight. Okay, today is also tax day. This is the last day to get in your 2021 income tax return or to file for an extension. This, of course, is the Democrats' favorite holiday of the year. They're just absolutely delighted, you know, that they get to come on out and say, well, you must give us so much of your money, and you don't have any say in how going to be spent this year. Going down, Claire's injury, you know, I just wasn't able to get to it on time here. And the income tax is just so complex. I mean, you know, it's file schedule TK727B if your dryer has a lint filter, and file schedule H2109 if you have a nose. I mean, it's just completely out of control. But it's done to support the income tax preparation industry, which makes a lot of money doing this mandated paperwork. And this is what happens in a country that doesn't manufacture anything except bombs. You load the people with huge amounts of paperwork so that they will in turn support these paperwork processing industries. And they're trying to prosper the nation by everybody doing everybody else's paperwork. It really doesn't work, but that's where we are. And every time any politician talks about simplifying the tax code, I mean, because even the IRS is having trouble with it. They haven't even finished processing all the 2020 returns yet. And anytime a politician says, let's simplify the entire system, all the tax preparation companies and the software companies, they lobby Washington saying, no, no, you've got to keep it complicated or our industry will absolutely collapse. All righty. So let's keep on going here. And yeah, it unfortunately looks like my streaming service, it did work over the weekend and it's not working now. So again, there will be a recording of the
Thank you. on out there, cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
We're good now. Okay. What a terrible, terrible tech day. RBN's having problems. My streaming system is not working the way it was supposed to. I tested it out over the weekend. Worked just fine. I don't know what was going on here. Anyway, so making good on their warnings that weapons being sent into the country would be targeted along with their transports. Russia basically destroyed a logistics base near Lvov containing billions of dollars of Western arms, from the U.S., from NATO. And I saw photos and videos. It was a huge strike, lots of secondary explosions. Russia has also said, it's claimed, it shot down a Ukrainian transport plane carrying Western arms to Ukraine. And, Russia said they were going to do this. And so they did it here. Meanwhile, a second British mercenary has been captured in Mariupol. As I mentioned earlier, Russia is in control of most of Mariupol. It is estimated there are some 400 foreign mercenaries still in the city. And no doubt they're going to be captured and put on trial at some point. Meanwhile, another story has come on out admitting that British Special Air Service soldiers, the SAS, are training troops on Ukrainian territory. They've got British boots on the ground in Ukraine, basically dealing with these. Meanwhile, there is video of the Russian Tu-95 nuclear bombers basically flying near the Ukrainian border. They're basically buzzing the country trying to basically send a message. We are serious. Okay, this is not going to work out for you. And meanwhile, Zelensky is calling on Joe Biden to come visit him in Ukraine. And this has already been turned down. Jen Psaki basically said that no, Biden will not be going. She said we're not sending the president to Ukraine. And so that's already been decided. Now, Scott Ritter and Ray over at raymcgovern.com is talking about, you know, Russia's purpose in coming into Ukraine is to destroy the weapons coming in. They're going to escalate the situation to destroy the weapons on the ground before they can be used against Russia. And so, yeah, the more weapons get poured on in, they're going to get destroyed. The situation's going to escalate. Meanwhile, NATO, rattling the sabers even further, has deployed a German-Dutch missile task force to Slovakia, and they've deployed a ground-air-ground module to Romania, both of which are on, bordering Ukraine. Now, the World Health Organization, for some reason, has remained very silent about the Ukrainians' use of hospitals for combat operations. And it's, you know, clear what Ukraine wants to do here. They're using these hospitals and also schools for military command posts. And I think we're on a commercial break. I didn't hear any music. Okay, are we on commercial? Okay, well then skip this break and let's continue here. Just a bad day here. So Ukraine is using hospitals and schools for combat operations centers, command posts, so that if Russia bombs them, they can say, oh, Russia is bombing hospitals and they're bombing schools and it's a really terrible time and, you know, bad Russia, bad Russia. Meanwhile, I think a very good indicator that things are not going well for Ukraine is they have requested another $50 billion, that's 50 billion with a B, dollars from the G7 countries to cover the basically the cost of the war and trying to rebuild some of the damage. So, they're not doing very well over there. Meanwhile, over in Kiev, the mayor there has announced landmarks in the Ukrainian capital that are associated with Russia are going to be renamed as Russia continues its military operations in Ukraine. So that cancel culture, tear down the Confederate monument kind of mentality has now hit Ukraine as well. So article coming on out of originalantiwar.com talking about, you know, where do you find the truth? You know, the CIA is literally shaping the minds of Americans using the corporate media to do it. That's why there's this huge fight over Twitter. They don't want you to know what's going on over there in Ukraine. They want to basically sell you the official mythology. And, when and if Russia does prevail, I imagine that it'll probably come as a shock for most Americans who are still getting their news from the TV sets here. Getting into our domestic politics, a lot of stuff is going on there. There is a super PAC, and it's being bankrolled by Samson Energy mogul Stacey Schusterman. And they're basically trying to buy the Democratic primary. They poured $2 million into DMFI PAC. The group purchased TV ads starting Monday to boost Representative Chantel Brown in Ohio on her primary campaign against former Ohio State Senator Nina Turner on a newly redrawn Cleveland congressional district. So the money is already pouring on in. And really, our elections have just come down to a question of whoever has got the biggest wallet gets to call the shots. And so we'll see what happens on that one. Meanwhile, up in New York City, there is a candidate running for Brooklyn district leader. And this is 37-year-old Noah Weston. He is an anti-cop rapper. He has called the NYPD officers as blanking pigs, plague rats, and sacks of poo. I'm softening up the language a little bit. And this guy is running for office and probably, they may steal the election for him because that's part of the Democrats' agenda here. All righty. Over at the Washington Free Beacon, there is a reporter, Matthew Foldy. He's resigned from the Free Beacon. He's going to run against the entrenched Maryland Democrat in the 6th Congressional District. So they're going to be taking care of that as well. All righty. Now, J.D. Vance has released an ad. This is following his endorsement by Donald Trump. And, Trump is planning to support J.D. Vance in Ohio's crowded and controversial Republican Senate primary. According to sources of knowledge, NBC News reported that Trump intends to endorse Vance. Like all the candidates in the field, Vance is openly courting Trump's endorsement as a way of differing himself from others within the field. It's actually kind of very smart. Over in Alabama, or rather Alabama Representative Mo Brooks has gone public explaining how the chairmanship of congressional committees are literally being bought and sold, and that much of that money is coming from lobbyists. And, he basically said, Brooks said that both parties charge their members $1 million and up for chairmanships of committees, and that only those taking donations from lobbyists can afford those seats. So the lobbyists are totally in control of the committee chairmanships. So much for will of the people here. Okay, now there's we've been talking about Joe Biden's obvious mental deterioration, and there's a source inside the White House reporting that Joe Biden regularly gets lost inside the White House. Staff are having to show him where to go. They keep saying it's really very, very sad, and it does seem to be getting worse. There was a egg roll at the Easter egg roll at the White House yesterday, and they were keeping Biden away from the microphones. Jill Biden was basically saying, just sit down, don't do anything. And Biden wandered over to the reporters and started talking to them, which apparently was a no-no because a White House staffer in one of those Easter rabbit costumes went on over and literally waved hands in front of Joe Biden's face and then took him by the arm and led him away from the reporters. Now, there is a new poll from INI TIP, and it reveals that a large chunk of voters saying they don't believe President Joe Biden will make it beyond a first term, in office. And frankly, I don't know that he's going to make it to the end of the year, let alone to the end of his term in office. And, of course, a lot of people are worried about Kamala Harris taking over with some of her very, very radical ideas. Okay, meanwhile, around the holidays, people get involved with charities, they donate to various good causes, and it turns out that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris actually donated far less to charity than the average taxpayer relative to their level of income. Okay, they're basically cheap. And they continue to show that most charitable donations are coming from people who really are, like the rest of us, struggling just to make ends meet, but they still make room in their wallet to take care of those less fortunate in their community. Now, getting on over to Michael Sussman, he was indicted for lying to the FBI. The CIA has just come on out saying that Sussman lied to them as well, and that his data appears to be user-created. In other words, a polite way of saying he kind of faked it all here. And in the middle of that whole Durham investigation, 5 Hillary Clinton associates are pleading the Fifth Amendment and refusing to cooperate with Durham. And this came out in a court filing last Friday. And so, yeah, they got something to hide, clearly. They definitely did. Meanwhile, we covered this last week over at the Political Insider. The Whitmer kidnapping case is just collapsing totally. The jury acquitted 2 of the 4 defendants they were trying. The other 2 hung jury, probably going to be tried again. But the longer they drag this situation out, the more and more attention is being focused on the actions of the FBI in terms of literally creating this kidnap plot for these individuals and tricking them into committing the crime. Okay, and we're going to take a commercial break here. We're going to be back live after our commercial break here. Okay, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here. We're still on the air, we're still live, and you know, it's a reminder that some of the equipment over at RBN is getting very, very old and, you know, needs to be constantly worked on. But we've got things under control right now. All right. Getting back to domestic politics, Hunter Biden's laptop is becoming more and more an issue. Now, California Republican Daryl Issa was on Fox News yesterday and said that his party is now in possession of the Hunter Biden laptop. They're going over all the contents. He calls it a treasure trove of data. And they're laying plans to investigate the contents of the device. And remember, the White House and the corporate media came on out and said, oh, it's Russian disinformation. And they're still all over social media saying, well, they've got the laptop, but the Russians replaced the hard drive. And no, the New York Times admitted that the emails on the hard drive inside that laptop are authentic. So it's a major, major problem. And we're starting to see some of the material from that laptop of a more visual sort come on out. Over it before it's news, they had an expose, Hunter Biden's laptop exposed, horrifying child porn, drugs, corruption, so forth and so on. Now, to their credit, they are not posting anything that where there appears to be underage people involved. The New York Post has got the same rule as well, and I think that's a very good thing. We don't want to encourage that kind of behavior. But still and all, some of the stuff that's on there, I've linked to the story from whatreallyhappened.com static page, and there's a lot of photos. I mean, talk about a wild party animal. But along with all that titillating imagery that we're seeing, they're finding emails and texts that are very, very damaging to the White House. Now, Joe Biden has said repeatedly that he was totally unaware, totally disconnected from Hunter Biden's business dealing. And yet some of these emails and texts from the laptop are showing that Joe Biden referred work directly to Hunter Biden. And right now, the Just the News and the Government Accountability Institute are reviewing over 100,000 emails and text messages from that laptop, as well as bank records and memos obtained by the Freedom of Information Act. And these messages contain references suggesting Joe and Hunter Biden at times commingled their finances and business affairs, which is exactly what Joe Biden denied happened. So, my goodness, the president of the United States has lied to the American people. Now, getting on back to Jeffrey Epstein, there is a report, I have not been able to confirm it, but there is a report that the reason Ghislaine Maxwell has not yet been sentenced to prison, you know, because her request for a retrial was turned down, was denied. It's being reported she's made a deal to stay out of jail in exchange for testifying against Jeffrey Epstein's famous customers. Okay, and of course, I hope Ghislaine is being very careful about her security, or she's going to wind up in Fort Marcy Park. There are some major, major names indicated in this, so we'll see where that's going to go. I think if there's one thing we're learning in this day and age, it's the idea that politicians aren't corrupt some of the time. It's pretty much a permanent lifestyle. And again, another similarity to ancient Rome just before the fall, where they were just off just doing whatever they wanted to do and, you know, to heck with it all here. Now, let's get on over to Elon Musk and Twitter, because that is really heating on up. And there was an interesting article at Zero Hedge saying that the greatest danger to the political corporate media is that Elon Musk is right, that there is a bias, that there is censorship, what they call content moderation. It's just another word for censorship, for silencing opinions and points of view that somebody who owns these companies does not like. And they're really at it. They're trying to sell the idea that unrestrained freedom of speech is dangerous. It's bad for America. You know, it's just going to turn into a jungle of hate out there. And Robert Reich, who was in Bill Clinton's administration, has slammed Elon Musk for trying to restore free speech on the internet. He's calling it dangerous nonsense. You can't have freedom of speech. I mean, it's bad enough they've gone after the Fifth Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Second Amendment. They've certainly violated the Tenth Amendment. And now they're going after that First Amendment. Free speech? No, you can't have freedom of speech. People will say things, you know, like Hunter Biden's laptop, and we can't allow that. So anyway, the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Committee have launched an investigation against Elon Musk. Purely coincidental timing here. And their focus is in saying that tweets that Musk made some time ago about wanting to take Tesla private were misleading and damaging, and they're going to try and build a case against him on that one. And all they're really doing is they're exposing, you know, the deep state to public scrutiny. They're making the swamp very obvious to everybody. I mean, there's one thing that evil fears more than anything else. It's daylight. So there we are. All right. Last week, we mentioned the fact CNN has started its own subscription service, CNN Plus. They were expecting 2 million viewers, and they're getting less than 10,000. Chris Wallace is apparently having daily breakdowns. And, I mean, the CNN Plus is doing about as well during its maiden voyage as the Titanic did. And, you know, if Elon Musk is going to buy Twitter for $41 billion, I think I'm going to make an offer for $27.18 for CNN Plus, because that's probably about all it's worth right now. Now, getting on back to CNN itself, sources are reporting that Brian Stelter may be leaving the network. Now, Discovery Management very much considers him a Zucker henchman and an embarrassment, and believe he is a negative partisan lightning rod and distraction going forward. And he's not the only one. Remember Jon Stewart? Well, he's got a new TV show out there. It's on Apple TV Plus. It launched last September. It's called The Problem with Jon Stewart, and it is a major flop. Okay, the first episode was seen by only 180,000 homes in the first week, and it's lost 80% of that audience since then. So we're not going to be seeing that too much. We're being forced to go on some streaming services here in Santa Claus because our cable internet provider doesn't want to do cable anymore. They're not making enough money off of it. So they're going to provide internet services, and they're telling everybody you got to get streaming services. And, I've tried out a few of them. I'm certainly not going to go with Disney Plus. I'll tell you that right now. The problem I have with them is how long it takes for the menu systems to work. And I've hit this problem with HBO Max and Hulu. It's so bad on Hulu, I just canceled them. You know, that will go away at the end of the billing cycle here. And, you'll push a button, you get the three dots, you get the three dots, you get the three dots. All of the three dots have moved up to the middle of the screen. Something's happening. And it just takes forever to get to the program you want to watch. And maybe that's because I grew up in a generation where TV sets had two knobs, off on volume and the station selector. And when you turn the station selector, instantly you got the TV show. So anyway, now getting on back to politics, there has been a verification study done out in Maricopa, Arizona, and they've backed up their analysis with all kinds of evidence. What they are concluding is that in Maricopa County, Donald Trump got 59.4% of the votes. Joe Biden only got 41.17%. So there was cheating involved. And it's pretty obvious that it was a stolen election here. Okay, so let's talk about COVID-19. Biden's COVID czar, Ashish Jha, is saying the pandemic is not over. They're going to try and wag this one at us again here. And apparently Dr. Jha was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. And Stephanopoulos said, is COVID still a crisis? And Dr. Jha went on and said, it's not over as much as we wish it was. You know, there is still money to be made out there. And, there's an unconfirmed rumor that the FDA will now approve a sixth booster shot for all COVID patients who have not died of the previous five. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Meanwhile, the numbers coming out of the vaccine adverse event reporting system. This is the CDC's own data. More than 1 million COVID vaccine injuries in the United States, nearly 27,000 deaths. And there are concerns that because of how difficult it is for a doctor to file a report to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, that these numbers may be low. Okay, certainly the CDC and the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies want them to be low. They want them to go away. I mean, we talked last week about this law they're getting ready to pass in California where doctors who say anything outside the officially approved COVID narrative could lose their medical licenses. I mean, that's just absurd here. Okay. pardon me. There is this father who has launched a billboard campaign telling the world his son was killed by the Pfizer vaccine. And you know, they're out there trying to downplay this. They're trying to normalize the idea that young kids and athletes that it's perfectly normal for them to get myocarditis and pericarditis and suffer strokes and massive blood clots. It's perfectly normal. It's got nothing to do with the medicine. It's just the human condition. And yet, you know, we're seeing the incidence of these conditions skyrocketing. Relative to what they were, you know, prior to the introduction of these mRNA shots here. So basically, we're at the end of 2 years where a tyrannical government, a medical industrial complex, if you will, locked us down, forcibly medicated us, destroyed our livelihoods, and otherwise just really messed with us for the sake of a fast buck. Now, we have been looking at what's going on over in Shanghai, where they're under intense lockdown. People are going hungry. They're not allowed to leave their homes to go to the grocery store. And there was an interesting observation over at End Medical Tyranny asking if the Shanghai lockdown is being broadcast so that Americans won't think our own lockdowns aren't really all that bad. You know, we're going to get locked down again, masks and vaccine mandates. But, hey, could be worse. Could be Shanghai, China. So everybody stay quiet and stop complaining here. Now, a little bit of good news. Down in Florida, U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell has struck down Joe Biden's public transit mask mandate, ruling that the authority of the CDC does not extend to public transportation, and that the implementation of the mandate was a violation of administrative law. And Florida's Press Secretary Christina Pushaw touted the news as a victory for freedom. Those masks are totally useless anyway. It's trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain link fence. You know, even the much touted N95 masks, if you buy them in bulk, on the box it says, will not protect against viral infection. That it's money. They're making money. They booga booga, and we whip out our wallets, and they make a lot of money here. In other medical news, something else to worry about, in the United States and in Europe, there is a sudden surge of children coming down with severe hepatitis, which is a condition of the liver, and they can't figure out where it's coming from. You know, the kids are not being exposed to people who have hepatitis, but they're coming down with it. And, you know, they're trying to find out what happened. And so we'll see what's going to happen on that. But, you know, the medications get rushed out before we really know what they do. And maybe the hepatitis is being triggered by something else. Yet another piece of news here, and this is from VidRebel. Talking about glyphosate. Now, we know glyphosate is bad. It is bad for health. It can give you non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And already you see the commercials on TV for the lawyers saying if you used Roundup, you know, or glyphosate-based herbicides and you come down with cancer, you can win a cash award. And but it turns out that there is a lot worse about glyphosate. It binds to and removes minerals that make both humans and the plants they eat healthy. In other words, the essential minerals that you need to have are no longer there in those plants because the glyphosate has basically chemically locked it up and won't let it go. And they're talking about minerals like cobalt, which you need for vitamin B12. And so produce sprayed with glyphosate is not healthy to eat, despite what they tell you over there at the supermarket. Okay, getting into the international news, riots have erupted in Sweden after a politician said he was going to soak a Quran in pig's blood and light it on fire. And the riots, you know, just were just ongoing for several days. At least 16 police officers have been injured. 4 police vehicles were set on fire. And what's really kind of surprising, the Swedish prime minister is backing up this politician, saying he wants to burn the Quran. Is he trying to start, you know, a religious war between Muslims and Christians? And I understand Sweden has been horribly harmed by the open borders policies. And again, this kind of thing is the result of this globalist open border. Let's mix everybody in together, and they're all going to sit in circles holding hands and singing Kumbaya, which it did not work. Meanwhile, Muslim youths attacked an Easter week procession in Spain. They were throwing rocks at Christians. The police had to be called in there as well. Meanwhile, down in Afghanistan, you'd think those poor people would be left alone after this, but apparently Pakistan is conducting airstrikes on Afghanistan, and scores of civilians have been killed by this. All right, we're going to take another break here for some commercials, and we will be right back. Okay, and there should be some music here. Yeah, there.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show. We're still here. We're still live. My streaming camera is still not working. I sent tech support an email on that. I tried to keep it polite and calm, but you know, these things do happen here. Getting on back to the international news, Turkey has begun a major cross-border military offensive into Iraq, targeting the Kurdistan Workers' Party's militants in the northern part of that country. The operation included airstrikes using jets, helicopters, and drones, as well as a ground invasion by commando troops. And Turkey is claiming they've destroyed multiple bunkers, tunnels, and ammunition depots as well here. Over in France, Marine Le Pen continues to close the gap with current French President Macron. And just like here in the U.S., the deep state is fighting back. The European Union anti-fraud body has issued an accusation against Marine Le Pen of embezzlement. And to show you how desperate they are, this is something that which dates back 18 years. 18 years ago, they're reaching back that far to try and find something they can politically damage her with. All right, last week there was an ugly situation in Israel where Israeli forces stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They beat the Palestinian worshipers. They used tear gas. They broke windows. They really trashed the place here. There were multiple incursions over a period of 48 hours featuring heavily armed Israeli police officers and basically just causing a huge mess here. Footage was widely shared on social media of the actual attacks and the damage it resulted. And true to form, Facebook has suspended the news page of a Palestinian news service that was covering the raid on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Now, Facebook is going to reinstate the page, you know, when this is all over. But again, Facebook doesn't want you to see what Israel is doing to the Palestinians. That's not content moderation. That is censorship. That is thought control. Because all thought control is controlling the brain by controlling what it knows, allowing people only that information that would lead them, of their own free will, to come to the engineered conclusion. Now, over in Iran, they have responded to this incursion in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, saying that Muslims must stand united behind the Palestinian cause. Over in China, they are deploying their most advanced fighter jet to the disputed East and the South China Seas, meaning near Taiwan. And this is the J-20 stealth fighter. They're going to start using it in training sessions. And basically, they're saying they want to make sure the planes are going to work properly and the people know how to work with them and interact with them. And the jet is really quite capable. It apparently was designed to contend with the F-22 and the F-35. Okay, we have to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.